You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
This is the Dan Le Batar Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Stugatz, I don't want to be prisoner of the moment here, but when player empowerment makes an appearance and it shakes the foundation of something that America is used to, it gets my attention. The Manning cast.
Amazing.
I believe, with the resources of ESPN and Disney, Peyton Manning's going to be able to call his shot here, as he already has. It was the Gruden gig was the great gig. Peyton Manning said, nah, man, I ain't got time for that. They went after him from every angle. Nope, not putting my name, my brand, my Mr. Football family royalty. Nope, not traveling to games, not giving you 16 Sundays. I'll do it from my house. I'll take 3 weeks off. I'm doing it with my brother. God damn it, he stole my playbook. And he's Peyton Manning, and now he's got all the resources and the guests they're getting. ESPN does not have the power and size to get those people paying $1 billion with its partnership. They can't just pick up a phone and here's Breeze and here's Tom Brady and they're just hanging out and here's Marshawn Lynch and they're cursing and they're trafficking in their relationships. And the Mannings are going to be able to be a broadcast that very quickly, Stugatz, I've been yelling about this for years, make it more entertaining, more interesting, more different. Nope, got to keep it the same way. Got to keep it the same way. People are tired of the same way, man.
Yep.
And in a couple of weeks with three, they've taken more weeks off than they've worked. Those guys are getting people's attention because the broadcast is that different.
If you're Peyton Manning, if you're Eli Manning, and you really want to make a mark and stand out and be different, you have to be willing to call on your friends. And they are clearly willing to call on their friends. Last night, Tom Brady, Marshawn Lynch was doing shots, and they're relaxed. Their friends are relaxed. Marshawn Lynch doing shots, cursing on air, and then to get Drew Brees in the final quarter of a closed Saints game was fascinating, and he hung around the entire game and basically told us this is what Sean Payton's thinking at every turn.
I think fascinating is overstating what's happened.
It's pretty good,
there.
Mike.
Is it good because it's good, or is it good because it's better than the Monday Night Football booth? Because I think it's good because it's better than the Monday Night Football booth. But that is not a good show.
Mike, I am saying different. What it's going to be.
No, it's totally different. It's a train wreck often. More times than it's not, it's a train wreck. But there's famous people and I'll flock to celebrity.
Mike, there's some talking over, but train wreck I think is a little strong.
No, it's so poorly produced. They don't know when they're going to break. Everyone's talking over each other. There's such a delay on the audio. They have given zero effort to make that look or sound as good as possible. I understand we're in a pandemic, even though we're coming out of that a lot with what ESPN is producing. The hurdles that they have to leap over there are just Peyton and Eli are in different places. Sometimes there's ambiguity there as to whether or not there isn't any effort being put into making this as good as possible.
What Mike is saying is fair, but Mike, I'll only say we've been doing the show 20 years together. We do it from different places. It's a struggle sometimes. And so I understand they're not making the effort, but I think what Dan is saying is not what it is now, what it's going to be down the road if they make the effort, if they want
they
it
don't,
to be
it
that.
It doesn't even have to be that much effort. All they have to do, they are using on the stage, fooling around with millions of people in viewership, a little experiment. They just took 3 weeks off. Hey, Eli and Peyton, will you lend your name and your brand to this thing and just fool around, bring in your friends? We'll try and figure it out. You're going to be in different places. All right, 3 weeks off during the season, no problem. Just we need the Manning name. Can we get the Manning name? If they want to be good at it, if Eli and Peyton are about this, like they want to do some conquering like LeBron does, they'll clean that shit up quick. They'll get in there and they'll quarterback that thing. If they want to conquer this space, this little space, they know what they've got. They've got it already. Wait, we can sign up however we want with Disney, wherever we want. Can we make this actually good? Like really good. Not just big guests and just it's us watching the game with us, but can we make this really good? Like replacing the way that you watch these things good.
I understand some of their access might be just, hey, Tom, hop in on this, but is it a Zoom? Are we doing AirPods? Is there any improvements that we can make whatsoever on this? So I understand people are remote. Talking over each other is going to happen, especially when you don't have a host or polish. But the show took 3 weeks off. In that 3 weeks, do you think any work was being done to make this more enjoyable experience outside of booking more guests?
I love that you're watching it through a producer's prism.
It's not how anybody else is watching.
I'm just talking as a fan, it's enjoyable.
In the three weeks off, like these guys are very green. Super green.
Right. But I enjoy that. Like on Peyton's face when there's talking over, he does this thing where it's like he does like a long blink.
Yes.
And it's just, I don't know. I'm just enjoying it. I'm with you. It could be cleaner.
Like he'll throw it to Breeze and realize, man, that was the wrong spot to throw it to Breeze. They're about to score a touchdown and Breeze is in the middle of a story and Peyton makes a face.
It could be cleaner, but I just am enjoying it.
My point is just, I want to marvel at this part of it. The Manning's got a real prime platform. And Peyton's a perfectionist, and he wants to be good at things. He's getting mad when he's coming up to the line, and no one knows what Omaha means because everyone's talking over each other. He will get that corrected if he wishes
to. And his brother kind of has the Stugatz look of like, why are you stressing this? We're good, man. It's such a funny dynamic.
They got Breeze for free. I mean, NBC had to pay a lot of money to get Drew Breeze
on. But what I'm saying about this partnership, all of it, okay, is that will absolutely bloom. It doesn't have to be ESPN that cares about it, really. All ESPN has to do is stand aside and give some money to it, which they will, because it's going to get more and more popular.
I think you're overstating, guys, that he's going to fix it. Will he? Because he very clearly does whatever he wants on ESPN. He says no to them, and he gets the resources to have Omaha Productions produce this thing. I think he's got an inner circle that's telling him how great it is. I'm sure he's got his own frustrations. That is very clear. But if the 3 weeks off are any indication, there is zero will to make this a better, more pleasurable experience, even while keeping some of that organic fun flair that it has. I like that it's relaxed. It's just they're trying to appear relaxed by just merely talking over each other. They're trying to give off polish. Peyton is not trying to be your best friend, too. He's trying to talk like he knows stuff, and he's trying to do the formal stuff of resetting the topics and getting the guests involved. It needs a little production help.
I think it's perfect as is. I think the train wreck element is part of what sells it. It has to be raw, not polished. It has to be the stark opposite of what you're used to, of what you're getting in the Monday night booth. And it succeeds to the degree that it's a template and other networks are going to copy it and try to do something similar.
Mike, just so that you understand how much you're looking at this through the production prism.
Great, I have a very unpopular take. I feel like no one is on my side.
No, but I understand why you're looking at it that way.
It's not good.
I'm looking at the macro. I didn't actually want to
talk. It's not good.
No, it's only considered good because it's compared to Monday Night Football, which is, quite honestly, so unspectacular right now that, of course, they're going to cannibalize it. But if it were Gruden and Tirico doing Monday Night Football like it was a couple of years ago, I am all over that, over this. It's not, it's just celebrity. When I saw the photo, the SNL ripoff of the guests that were coming on, I was like, hell yeah, we're getting Tom Brady. This is amazing. And then I was so frustrated that we couldn't really get anywhere substantive.
He said he gave the guy a Bitcoin.
No, that was interesting, but there's one interesting thing from 20 uninterrupted minutes with Tom Brady. It's just,
I enjoyed all those. I mean, we're allowed to all have our opinions here. I just have been enjoying all of it. I enjoyed Brady. I actually thought Breeze like was a little like, you know, he brought his kid in and it got awkward for a minute. I don't know.
I kind of feel like consistently, that's funny because while it was cool to see Tom Brady and everyone, I'm sure the viewership spiked during that, I think consistently they're at their best in the fourth quarter, because everything that they pre-produce goes out the window and they start talking about the game, and it's X's and O's football. They get the most relaxed guests. That's when Russell Wilson was good. I thought Drew Brees was the best guest once it got really going with him.
But I like seeing them rib each other, like friends, just all-time greats, where there was an exchange where Brady said, I enjoyed playing against Peyton more than Eli. Wow. Excuse me.
I like the... I like them ribbing on each other.
Yeah, I choked.
This is a record. He has now fined himself a record $15.
I'm upset with myself.
It's an emotional topic for all of us.
The exchange was what I was trying to say, where Brady said, I enjoyed my games against Peyton far more than Eli, and Eli responds, I enjoyed all of our games against Tom. I mean, it's funny.
It's funny. The timing is a little off. That happens with remote. They can keep some of that stuff. Just a little bit more effort in trying to cut down on the latency. Make the image a little bit better. Make the sound a little bit better.
Oh, the sound. The sound. I've been holding on to this since this conversation began. Can people stop doing interviews with AirPods? It sounds like shit. Stop. Every single guest yesterday was on AirPods, and I get it. You don't want to have the feedback of not wearing headphones. You have to wear headphones. But Ken, for the love of God, we send these guests a Yeti microphone. It sounds so bad. I don't even love a Yeti microphone, by the way. I think those sound terrible, too. But it is so bad to hear television. Television on AirPods. Get somebody a microphone, please.
I appreciate how micro both Whittingham and Mike Ryan are willing to get into the weeds on producing it. And thank
Enjoy
you.
Enjoy life a little
no,
bit, guys.
No, because they know the importance of production, Stugatz. It's easy you to enjoy life when they're doing all your production.
The more relaxed a show appears, the more I think you have to kind of produce it if you want to give that off, especially when you're working with talent that haven't really done it before.
I will take you, though. I think the inner workings of this are actually interesting, because if you have someone who cares at ESPN, the way that Whittingham and Mike are talking about caring about the little details that I assure you Peyton Manning doesn't want to think about, but also Peyton Manning is used to NFL living, getting someplace, and shit sounds right, because people have been preparing for 40 hours for Peyton Manning arriving to sit and talk. I think that he's going to have too much pride in what's in front of him, the value of it, to not do this well. And what I'm telling you on the macro that's fascinating is he's got the elements that are hard to get, the ones ESPN and Monday Night Football don't have the power to get. He's got the contacts, and he's got a natural chemistry with his brother and these people that relaxes everyone. But what does he want to be in this space? Does he want to be starched Papa John's commercial guy, relaxed on the golf course, ribbing his brother? Or does he want to be a guy who does a good show, an interesting show, a funny show with comedy from Saturday Night Live that he's hosted? Like, what does he want it to be? But he's got the elements that are hard to get. Properly fertilized, Mike. They've done three shows. They've done four?
Well, this is a fourth one.
Yeah, four.
Like, it's nothing. We're watching him learn.
We're not watching the show improve. It hasn't gotten better, has it?
But when I say learn, what I'm saying is Peyton Manning has just walked into this space and he does not know what he is doing. He knows how to be Peyton Manning. He doesn't know how to be Mike Greenberg, host of television. That's a total...
Right. They should have had a host. They tried out Kyle Brand and Mina Kimes. I think Kyle would have done an exceptional job. I love Mina, but Mina's also green. Like, we're just... That green times
Mina,
three.
No, my God, Mina?
Mina in there? No, Mina in that really environment? Shines.
Like, Mina and Laura are a tremendous pair because Laura's a really good host. I think this show could have used...
But someone driving traffic, that turns it more into just a normal broadcast, right?
If you overproduce it and make it too close to a standard booth,
They're not hosts. Somebody to bring out the best in them the best in others.
Mike, is it the ins and outs that you want?
I think there's just a disconnect here. You can come off as unpolished, as informal, as relaxed, as anti-establishment, and have more production that goes into it that doesn't make it an unenjoyable experience often while watching that. My shoulders go up in just tense anxiety all the time.
I love that.
That's great.
I literally love those moments.
I find that triggering. I don't see how you can love
No, but I do it in a way like I'm feeling for the producers, but I'm just in, I find myself smiling though.
This is look, man. The part of it that works for me as the reason that you take the chance is because it's this sloppy art that's thrown in front of all of you, and it's got fame and it's got some electricity. And what are they doing over here? Oh, is it good? I don't know if it's good, but it's better than that. That over there is just, of course, three guys talking into a microphone doing it the football way.
But Mike is saying you could produce that in a way that it would sound and feel better.
No, but if they produced that the way they produced the thing that they're producing, that would replace the thing they're producing.
Like, it would. That would be Monday Night Football. I think you come away, that is not a relaxing experience. The only thing about that show that's relaxed is Eli, who looks like he's on gummies. Yeah. There is nothing relaxed about it. And Peyton is revving so high during that.
He is.
I think if you want a more relaxed atmosphere.
It's totally this, Chris. You're right.
I was thinking last night, this is Dan and Stu Gatz.
But you want the chemistry. That's the hardest thing to get. Eli being the slacker. Eli,
making fun of Peyton for stressing
Peyton, it. Why are you taking things so seriously? What do you mean? I'm Peyton. You're Eli. Like, you're still my little brother. I'm the star here. Like,
rings, Peyton.
And Eli's just lobbing feces at him. Because, like, relax. And he's just doing it to bother his big brother.
I think you get a more relaxed Peyton and Eli if someone else is doing the traffic directing. I really do. And I know most of Peyton's career, he had someone yelling in his ear while he was trying to conduct an offense. But it's different on broadcast television. He didn't have to worry about TV timeouts interrupting a play when he was playing. Like, he knew.
He's got to learn. He's got to learn all of it. And I love what Cody said, where he was so right off air. Jeff Saturday is texting Peyton, right?
I want to know the guess that Peyton is like, you don't really. We had Brady and Bruce. I can't have Jeff Saturday coming on here.
Cutcliffe.
I would love that. I would love Cutty.
The Duke coach? You can't make this.
I would love that. I think that would be great.
But okay, wait a minute. But Mike, you're going full football dork. You want all the things. You want the information.
Like I like the show. I watched that show start to finish. I watched the entire show last night, which, by the way, congrats to me because that game was freaking awful. All right? That's a testament to how engaged I was in this show. I think there are slight improvements that they can make this a clear home run.
I want to drill down to the bottom of this, the very, very bottom of this. Are you watching this and saying to yourself as a former ESPN creative, God damn it, ESPN, look at what's here.
I think,
like,
he is.
Fertilize it like crazy. This thing could be so big, so fast if you just get Peyton and Eli to buy in on, like, okay, let's do this and let's make it different and irreverent and fun and loose informative.
They probably had to agree to certain concessions. Not that I trust ESPN to make that totally great, but I'm sure they had to make concessions. Why it's produced by Omaha Productions. To even get Peyton and Eli to do it, you have to agree with, there's only one way we're going to do this Monday night stuff, and it's going to be our way. We're going to take 3 weeks off inexplicably. We're going to be in remote locations. We're not going to have a host. And if I book Tom Brady, you'll probably have one day's heads up. You won't have time to send him headphones, and that's just how this is going to be. Fine. But there are just some minute things that they can do to make sure I'm not being triggered while watching it because there are so many production mishaps.
But 99.9% of people watching it are not producers, and they're not watching it like you. And it doesn't seem broken, but we're trying to fix it.
They're just learning.
That's a good perspective that Greg has.
Mike's just saying it could be better. That's
very
all.
Clearly. Right. Look, I feel like I'm walking into a buzzsaw here because no one agrees with me outside of send them a goddamn Yeti mic over here.
Not even his top five mics. I mean,
Whittingham, thank you for being a good teammate.
I'd be like John Hammond in Jurassic Park.
Send him a Yeti.
This is remarkable.
You were a great ally.
The only person
there
that's agreeing with me is a goddamn lawyer.
If they sent Marshawn Lynch a sure SM7, I will fall out of my chair.
Mike,
please.
All right, Mike, what you're doing is brave, okay? In a climate where
like the show.
It's only okay to have one opinion. It's not about anything. We all have to have the same opinion about everything.
But we were talking earlier, like Stu Gatz was saying that he didn't care like how much a broadcaster preps, right? But you don't realize that the discernments you make on broadcasters are based on the quality of their prep. You think a show is good or bad based off the quality of its production.
No, they prep by winning four Super Bowls. That's how they prep.
But Chris, this is the thing with him, though. He's always viewing it through his prism, which is, hey, baby, I show up, I clap my hands, and let's make some magic. He doesn't think he's produced. Like, he thinks he just shows up and is the star.
He's one of the most produced talents in the history of the media.
In the history of the media.
And he's oblivious to it.
Like, totally. So he looks at it through that prism. What do you mean? You got those guys there that just show up. Can you imagine if Peyton had Stugatz's attitude, which is, I'm just not showing up Thursday, guys. Like, it's going to be a web of lies, and you guys are going to do the Monday night show, and you just can't find me. Because I was lying to Abby at the same time I was lying to my
for 3 weeks.
Bookie. I booked 7 return flights while also booking none of them.
So he looks at it through that prism. But the thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about, because it's just got so much potential and so much obvious potential to replace the model, because what we've been talking, my enthusiasm off it is because we've been talking for so long about whether it's Dennis Miller or Tony Kornheiser. How do you shake at the fabric of how they present to you this conservative sport, its conservative product, by doing it always the same way with the same broadcaster, Steve Levy and a Greasy, and here's Lou Reddick and no real innovations, when there's no real risk. We're going to stay with your game. There is not another alternative. Now you've found the alternative. It is yours. You can have the playground. You put it on ESPN2. People are flocking over there because it's slightly different and it's a mess. And it's so not television, not the starched sports coats, not the way that ESPN does television, a professional broadcast presented to you by the most presentable of presenters.
It was up to 2 million viewers before they took their break. I have no idea what it did last night, but it was up to 2 million.
This can replace that like that if Disney just says so. Like, if the Mannings go into business and they're like, oh, we can all figure this out, but I kind of feel like
it already has.
But I'm saying, Mike, it's got the ingredients. It's got the ingredients that you need to be the primary broadcast.
It does. I think it's missing a few ingredients, like a host.
A lot of ingredients, yeah. But it's got the ones that you can't recreate that are hard. The relationships, the guest contacts, the ability to play with. Wait a minute. Peyton's the serious one. Eli is playing a character here where he continues to screw with his brother again and again.
I think a host would just get in the way of them.
Perhaps.
Honestly, yeah. What are you going to do? Yes. Peyton, what do you think about this?
No, but Eli? Does anyone say that about Inside the NBA? Like, Ernie Johnson directs that show.
Amen.
So that Charles Barkley, Shaq, and Kenny Smith are playing off of each other. I imagine that show, to Mike's point, is impeccably produced. Yeah. There's so much going on behind the scenes.
You think that show is better if Ernie Johnson is sitting in the middle of that show? I'm not saying you're wrong.
They tried it with players only. But maybe it didn't work. They don't do it anymore.
You're taking away the elements that Dan and I are saying that we kind of enjoy, and I think the audience kind of enjoys.
I think Billy's partially right, too, because I think ESPN thinks of a host a certain way. And I think Reese Davis would not.
They auditioned hosts for that.
They did. They did.
And they chose against it.
They auditioned Kyle Brand, who has some experience, Aaron Mina, who's not necessarily a host. And Kyle Brand said, you got what you need there. And I don't know how the rehearsals went. Good enough for Kyle Brand, who's worked in television for a while, to be
He hosts Frogger now.
Yeah, he's a big-time host. But I think Witte's point about Ernie Johnson was excellent. He makes that show, and you see personality shine. I think there is a traffic-directing element that is screwing up the timing between Peyton and Eli and the guests. And if someone was just there for the rigid formalities while just laughing and letting other people be other people the way Ernie Johnson does, I think you can take it next level. That, or Peyton Manning just needs a little bit more time and a little bit more help with the production, and maybe taking 3 weeks off isn't the best way to get better.
But I think a host or a moderator makes it look and sound and feel more like the standard show. And I think that's the opposite of what you want. I think you want the two extremes. You know, you have Steve Levy, vanilla ice cream over here, and here you have a flavor that you've never even heard of before.
We're leaving.
You don't think Kyle would not be starched behind a desk. I think you're thinking of it only one way, the way that ESPN presents it. But this is also a departure from how ESPN presents it. I imagine it would be a little bit more relaxed. And I'm not saying they need a host. I'm saying they need a host right now. What they need more than anything is just a little bit more production help to make it seem a little tighter. to get away with the to get away from some of the latency issues.
Mike, but I for the audience, as we get into the weeds on this, you have clearly expressed your producer's viewpoint on just explaining to the audience, this is the stuff that happens in the background that sometimes you may not notice, and it's not totally ridiculous to say Ernie Johnson makes that show, but
that's a different show too. That's a studio but show. It's the this standard. you're reacting to a game here. Right. The game is what's driving things.
But this is the standard.
Not many Ernie Johnsons.
This is the best. Okay, this is the standard for the show. The last of the innovations. ESPN has never been able to recreate what this studio show is with all the money and all of their corporate visions, whatever they are through Disney. They can't recreate what that show has. That show has a number of different things, one of which is those guys all love Ernie. Ernie loves them. Ernie is there to be their host, literally just allow them to be their best selves in a space that they trust him to traffic when Charles specifically doesn't go around trusting everybody.
But that comes from Tim Kiley, who's their executive producer, and I think that's what Mike is saying. It just needs to be produced, not necessarily a host, you know?
Well, whatever it is, it can learn it very quickly if open to the kinds of things that we're talking about, is my point. You can watch something right here happening in front of you that can be what we've wanted this space's sensibilities to be very quickly. If they can manage the egos where the power is on Peyton, what do you want this to be? Do you want it to be what Suits want it to be? Or do you want to really carve your own path with something that you need production help? But you've got all the other things here that would make this, you would be able to make this your brand for the next 15 years if you actually pour just a little fertilizer on this and open your mind.
I've got no idea. I couldn't even guess to the level of those conversations have happened, or maybe a producer has tried all of these things. It's logical to believe a producer has run ideas like, hey, let's get a different microphone. Let's get off of AirPods. And Peyton Manning's like, get the hell out of here. I'm at Tom Brady, 8 p.m. Get the bleep out of here.
You guys have turned into management that want to change a good thing and think that you guys can fix what the problems are. This is going well. People right. like this. Right. This is different. Oh, that's why people like it.
But Mike cares deeply about
don't you think
production?
Management cares deeply about production when they would push back on things?
But the Mannings could push back, Billy. That's the point. They could say, no, I don't want a host. I don't want a producer. I'm happy with our producer.
But Billy, I just love that, yes, it's plenty fine. This is how we got here. It's plenty fine just the way it is. That's how we got to Brian Greasy, Steve Levy. Who did you call? You called him Vanilla Extract? What did you call
vanilla.
Him?
Vanilla. Vanilla.
Yeah, just vanilla ice cream.
Ice cream.
Well,
yeah, ice cream.
Billy went, Levy whoa, Lounge. Because that, yeah, for an innocuous columnist, that was a very strong comment from you.
Vanilla means bland to me.
It's also the most popular flavor ice cream, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I love French vanilla. Mm-hmm. Compared to
little
standard.
Twist, yeah.
Like orange. Cold soda, as we learned earlier.
Vanilla bean for me. Vanilla bean?
Yeah.
Vanilla bean is good.
Sharper taste. Excellent, yeah.
A nice vanilla bean.
I like the way you scrape it off the thing. Yeah, that's great.
Howdy, folks. It's Mike Ryan. I'm living the gimmick right now. The playoffs have already gotten me, and we're a couple of days into it. It's like a playoff equinox that's going on right now. It's ridiculous. And if you're like me, you like rooting on your team. Trust me, I just bought 3 for my wife, daughter, and myself for game 1. I live it. Because I've been out there. I've been out in those streets. I've been panicking last second trying to find deals. And then when I eventually settle on something, I'm not sure if it's the lowest price out there, and I'm getting just totally blitzed with surprise fees. Well, thankfully, Game Time takes it out of the equation. All the fees are up front. There's no surprises. You get to see what your seat looks like. It's amazing, the technology we have these days. But Game Time has your back always. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app right now, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DAN for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute deals, lowest price, guaranteed. Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Levitard.
I actually thought you looked kind of good.
Stugatz.
Thank you. The beard's grown out a little bit. I got a little life in my face, I feel like. A little tan, Colorado, San Francisco. I had a great time, man.
You got life on your face.
You've got death on your face.
I think you've got 40 to life on your face.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
What's your favorite ice cream, Dan? What's your second favorite ice cream? Don't say your first.
Ooh. My
Dan's favorite ice cream.
Second favorite ice cream of all time. This is a difficult question because am I allowed to just take birthday cake from Carvel and just have
no,
that?
No.
That
doesn't count.
No.
You'll allow it.
I'll allow it.
That's a cake. It's not ice cream. My second favorite ice cream, like Cherry Garcia.
Okay. How do you cut it with a cake cutter or do you cut it with a scooper? No, you don't use a scooper. You use a cake cutter.
But this, there you go.
There are layers to this, though, because even if I go outside of the birthday cake category, I would say that you don't want me to say the best ice cream I've ever had? You just want the second.
Don't tell us the best.
Because I would say that the crunchies in the middle of the ice cream cake are the best thing that you will find.
That's not ice cream. That's crunchies.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Are you going to say your favorite part of a hamburger is sesame seeds?
Whoa.
You know, those also show up in poop.
Mm-hmm.
They do. Not the crunchies. Sesame seeds.
Yeah. Nuts do.
Can I get back to you? Can I create my list of 45 favorite ice cream flavors?
Wow. 45 flavors.
Count down more, but not formally number one.
Don't tell us number one.
Because I need to figure out how this goes. What do you have a ready-made answer for the question being asked of what is your favorite and your second favorite ice cream?
Yeah, I do, sure.
Not your favorite.
Yeah. My second favorite would be the aforementioned, vanilla, but not standard vanilla, like French vanilla, heavy on the bean. And of course, my favorite ice cream of all time is maple walnut. It brings me back to New England.
I didn't want to hear it.
Yeah, we don't want to hear your favorite, just your second favorite.
No one else.
Oh, man. It's a good choice.
I misunderstood the game.
Follow the rules.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
You said Steve Levy. You took him out with a bomb, saying that he was vanilla. You did not mean it's because he's popular or one of your favorites. You were slicing Steve Levy. But that has been what the broadcast is when brought to you by corporate interests.
Yes. He's a professionally bland. I mean, he's not bad at what he does. He's perfectly polished. He's very polished, which is what the Mannings are.
But they tried to get Manning for that booth. He was too big for that job. Think about that job. That was Gruden's job. It's a giant job. He's like, I do not have time for it. I'll give you 13 weeks, not 16. I'm taking 3 weeks off. He really can call his shot here. I don't know if the audience finds this as interesting as we do. I know we got into the weeds on the production elements.
Well, I think the audience loves.
They don't.
No. They might not care about this conversation. They do love that telecast, though. I mean, people are flocking to it.
The idea,
it's ESPN, too.
But Whittingham, not surprisingly, Whittingham and Mike, because this is required.
Whitty over here is a host, so he's kind of looking out for his own.
But it's required of the professional standard in the industry to be good producers. It's required to show up and be like, you know what this needs, even though it's plenty good enough to be better than the best production.
But we're also assuming there's no production, right? Like,
which is
if people watch this show, how many times do they think, wow, that should be better produced?
How
and it's like, well, Greg doesn't know
how
what's
many
going
more
on.
Producers would they like us to have around here to realize that we are very much produced? We've got more than no show in the history of the medium. Colin Cowherd has 10 writers. He doesn't have 10 producers.
Not that are on air. He has people behind the scenes.
Chris, do you think Tom Coughlin has tried to get in and they're like, oh, he's too boring? They're going to have to break some people's hearts along the way, like Tony Dungy, perhaps.
Yes. Yeah. I think Tony Dungy has gotten the no. That's how good these guest lists
really?
Have been. Yeah. I think Tony Dungy got it. He's a backup. I bet you they have a fifth guest, right, like just in case someone, and I bet you Tony Dungy's just
I think he's going to start going to celebrity, like celebrity yeah. beyond sports.
Makes sense.
I think why not go first and second quarter and talk to your Hollywood friends just because you're Peyton Manning and you can get them? Like, if you want to keep throwing star power at this.
I don't think Tony Dungy owns a TV.
Wow.
Like, I don't think he watches any TV. He happens to be on it, but I don't think he watches any TV.
You have Coughlin owning one?
Rabbit ears.
He for sure has a transistor radio.
There are channels. He's got to turn the channel by hand, and there are some channels that are just static.
Right. There's aluminum foil on those antennas.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
What's the rest of that living room look like? What else do you have? Because
it's the TV that you open that's in a piece of furniture, right?
The console, Magnavox.
Yes.
Yeah. We're not getting a flat screen because we paid way too much for that entertainment center in 1993. Also, a bunch of clocks in the living room because you always got to be 5 minutes early.
Right. Yeah. That's right. There's also a record player on the Magnavox console on top of it.
And a Baca lounger.
That's right.
What color?
Brown.
Mahogany.
Oh, yes.
Is there a World War I bayonet anywhere in the home?
Hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
And a bookshelf.
Right.
War books.
All Greatest Generation. It's 30% authored by Tom Brokaw.
There's nothing else in there.
Greatest Generation.
Well, there's some Bill O'Reilly.
Whoa, come on.
Wow.
Accusations.
They're great lengths to not tell us your second favorite ice cream.
Historian.
It's a lamp in there somewhere.
Lamps all purchased at an antique sale.
Yeah.
Did he do that? No, right? He didn't go to the auction or anything like that. People.
The missus.
Okay, so he's just lending his, honey, you can have, you can create for us the aesthetic that you would want within the confines of my military schooling.
Correct. There's a bowl of artificial fruit somewhere in the room as well.
Wax apple. Yeah.
From a long time ago? Yeah. Or is it, it's been there for a long time?
It's dusty.
Right?
It's been there forever.
It's crazy.
Are people still doing that? Is that a thing that people still do? Plastic fruit?
Sure. A family photo they took at Sears.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You have Jim Fossil trying to get in there, Chris?
I don't imagine they're friends.
Do they intercom in when Fossil comes over? Is there a gate or anything?
I believe Jim Fossil's dead now, so that'd be tough.
Oh, really?
RIP. Lost Jim Fossil.
No.
Sorry, Jim.
I'm not nervous at all about this. I'm pretty confident he's dead.
Okay, let me check.
Well, you already killed someone and didn't pay the $50.
No, I said it in the form of a question.
Okay, so McAdoo comes over. Is McAdoo coming over? No, he replaced Tom Coughlin. So Brunel's coming over.
Oh, yeah.
Jacksonville Coughlin.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what are they having? Soup?
Spagnola.
Soup.
Also died 4 months ago.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
What just happened?
R.I.P.
Too soon, man.
Yep.
You think David Tyree sends a text?
Yeah. Should be a $50 fine for not knowing someone's dead.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, especially when you're inside of a couple of months.
I didn't know that about Foss. Sorry.
Wow.
Rest in peace.
Whole thing took a dark turn. We were all having fun. We were enjoying ourselves, and now look what's happened. Yeah. We were just
Jim's fossils.
I couldn't let that go unchecked.
Oh,
God.
What happened there?
So
I don't even know how that came out of my mouth.
Ago.
I'm sorry.
Too soon.
Sorry about that.
Fossils.
Sorry about that.
What, Billy? You explain yourself, Billy. No, you're laughing too much.
I just said that's so bad.
You just shouted. Like, what?
That's so bad. You shouldn't have.
Why?
Too far.
Why?
Too far and too soon.
He just...
Yeah. I regret it.
I mean...
No, you don't.
I do this time, actually. I was a big Jim Fossil fan. Came out of nowhere. Led a team to a Super Bowl. No one had Fossil doing that. Love an underdog story.
6 feet underdog.
Oh!
An underground story. Oh.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one. Kill me!
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.